USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has a right not to consummate his acquisition of Twitter and a right to terminate the merger agreement. That's according to a letter from his lawyers to the Twitter general counsel Monday morning. Musk has been complaining of resistance from current Twitter employees as a sticking point. Mexican President Obrador has dropped out of the summit for the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden was not inclusive, denying Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua an invitation. It's a setback to President Biden's leadership as China's influence in the region is growing. Ukrainian troops were engaged in fierce street fighting with Russian soldiers as the Kremlin push for control of the eastern Donbas region continues. As some may want to remember, today is National VCR Day. It's also musician Prince's birthday. He passed away in 2016. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I want to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
A man sentenced by a Wisconsin judge returned with a vendetta.
Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who gave Udy a six-year prison term in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources told several outlets that names, including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan, were on it, along with Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
National Hockey League playoff hockey tonight as the Rangers will be at the Lightning, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
As lawmakers in Washington are focused primarily on hardware legislation, the root cause for someone to pick up a gun and do something terrible is not included. Tightening school security is something lawmakers can do. That would have an immediate impact. This idea from Republican Representative Scott Fitzgerald from Wisconsin on Newsmax.
What we saw last week, I think, was kind of a hodgepodge list of gun bills that had been laying around, authored by different Democrats. And when the Republicans came back in Judiciary Committee, we had, I think, a nice list of some very thoughtful things that could be done immediately. You know, kind of things that bigger concepts that, quite honestly, some of the states have been implementing before anybody at the federal level has even thought of some of these ideas. And I was part of that back in 2018 when we put some school grants out there. We had over 1,300 schools in Wisconsin participate. And yeah, they hardened. They put more security measures in.
Mexican President Obrador will not attend this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden declined to extend invitations to three authoritarian countries in the Western Hemisphere, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. The snub by America's southern neighbor is a blow to Biden's effort to assert regional leadership. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.